Let's bring this caller up, who happens to be my son, Everett.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Evie, Ev.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, this is awesome. This is the first time this has ever happened.
Yep.
Everett had a conversation with me today. Everybody that listens knows, I always say he knows more about the NFL than anybody.
Yeah.
Say hi to Jimmy, Ev.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.
Ev.
Now, he, out of nowhere today, said to me, was talking about the 49ers and said, it was good what they did. I went, what? No, it's not. And he explained to me why it is.
Okay.
So I said, you're calling the show and you're going to explain to Jimmy. So, Ev, tell Jimmy, if you can, exactly what you told me about this 49ers deal with Buckner.
Okay, so as you know, Eric Armstead signed the 5-year up to $85 million contract, right?
Yes.
So he signed that extension. So you probably also know DeForest Buckner's contract was looming, that his extension was going to have to come at a sooner rather than later time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was also asking for big money, if you saw the extension that he signed with the Colts as soon as he got traded.
Yeah.
So it's really not that bad, because if you think about it, you guys still have a ton of defensive line depth for already. You have Joey, you have D Ford, Solomon Thomas, and Bosa. So I think you guys are still going to be fine. Plus, you already have Eric locked up again for 5 years. So you guys get that 13th overall pick. Plus, you won't have to worry about the cap situation with DeForest Buckner, because you spent all that money on Eric, and you get the 13th overall pick along with your guys' 31st pick?
Yeah.
In the draft, yeah, you guys. So you guys get those two, and you can address, you could probably address D-line again, along with quarterback or receiver.
That's what I'm saying. Is the us trading in to the first round again, we can either package the 30th and the 13th to go up a little bit to maybe the 7-8 range, or we can keep the 13th and get a good receiver. I was trying to explain to your dad yesterday that we couldn't keep all these guys on the defensive line anyways. So thank you for clearing that up and giving all the facts with the numbers.
All right.
Because now, I didn't know all those numbers.
Here's what I'm going to say, Ev. This is, I'm so proud of you. This is great. But now, when I come home, I'm going to have a seat. You're grounded, because now I called Jimmy an idiot, and now it looks like I'm the idiot, and I'm your dad. Seriously?
I'm sorry.
Okay. You just got to listen to him more. That's what it is.
He doesn't sound sorry.
He's smiling big time now. All right. Well, thanks for calling in and straightening that out for us, pal.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Love you. See you.
Love you too.
Bye.
So that's the mic drop of the day. He just came in here and wrecked shop. He's like, okay, you listen here, old guys. Let this young buck show everyone what's up.
Seriously. And this just standing in the kitchen just out of nowhere.
I'm a little confused why he sounds like he's 30.
Yeah.
Because he's very mature for his age. And with me, it works the other way.
He's got a more manly voice than Jimmy over there.
It's not that hard. Hello. Did you hear it?
This is just how I speak. This is how it is. Okay. It's just.
I see. All right. That was awesome. All right. We'll take a break. Brian will be up first. Give us a call, 381-1313. I'm telling you.
School
Ev,
us.
Ev should be on every day with us.
I mean, why does he not have a pod? He's 16. Get a podcast. Come on. For real.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, you and I will talk now, yeah, no Mr. Kidding. Millennial. All right, it's St. Paddy's Day. Happy St. Paddy's Day to all of you.
Hello.
CSPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5.
The Drive, brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown.